it's very important to, if you're going swimming, swim on a lifeguarded beach. And in the northwest, most of the lifeguard beaches, they have lifeguards on from about 12 o'clock to about 6:30 every day. So that's one of the most important places. The best place to swim is in a lifeguarded beach.
And with 51 lives already lost in the water related to accidents or incidents this year, the most common causes, how could people avoid becoming part of this?
Well, I think as I say, the lifeguarded beach, for you have you should swim between the flags. So the red over yellow flag is the between those two flags. That's the safe area to swim, and the lifeguards will be watching that area very closely. Again, if there's a red flag up, which hopefully this weekend with the weather, there shouldn't be any red flags up. That's when it's dangerous to swim, and you should never go into the water when there's a red flag. And of course, when there's no flag up at all, it means the lifeguards aren't on duty. You know, I suppose where people get into trouble is that they think that they have to swim out far. And really, the ideal thing when you're on a beach or at a pier, you should swim parallel to the shore. There's no need to go away out. And I suppose always watch if there's any currents in the area or rips and stuff like that. So like if you happen to get caught in a current and you're being swept out a wee bit, you're best to go with the current, but swim out diagonally out of it and then try to come in another area.
And finally, what role could parents and guardians play in keeping children safe near the water with this hot spell?
Well, I think, you know, it's important that that you're watching your kids, because, you know, on a busy day in the Lake of Rosnahl or Bundoran, kids can get lost very easy. So it's very important. And sort of, if you're camping somewhere, if you have your towels down somewhere, try to pick a spot where you can stay with the kids. We're just right underneath the lifeguard tower or whatever it is, so the kids can get back to you. Because sometimes the lifeguards spend a lot of time looking for lost kids. And thankfully, mostly, they're found, which is great. But, like, you know, it's a big hassle if you can't find them, you know. I suppose the other thing, too, is, you know these soft tie toys, the blow-up toys? We definitely wouldn't recommend them on the beach, especially if there's any type of wind. Because they can be blown out and suddenly, or going out after a footballer, that type of thing, that can be very dangerous.